Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
It's like nothing but ugliness away.
Christian Fourier.
The worst appearances I have ever seen.
And Glenn Ordway.
This is so bad.
The crackdown on foreign substances in baseball is in full effect. Did civility reign?
Joe Girardi came up and said, come on over. Firing everybody up, and he was ejected from the ball game.
I'll take off all my clothes if you want to see me.
Well, not exactly. We catch up with AL East leading manager Alex Cora at 2:30.
What's going on?
Now it's time for OMF.
I mean, this is acid right here. What is going on?
On EEI.
Great night of baseball. Phenomenal night of baseball. How do you beat this? I mean, players, opposing managers threatening each other, and you got umpires treating pitchers like they're about to board an international flight in a third world nation. I mean, it is awesome.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought
guys
it was great.
Guys dropping
theater.
Trow. How do you beat that?
It was great.
Dropping
theater last
what?
Night.
Trow.
Is it trow? Is it trow?
Isn't trow just taking a dump?
I just never really quite understood that term.
I think a couple
trow?
Guys probably. Yeah, I think that's what's term. It's an old school term.
It's a hockey term. It's a hockey term.
Yeah. It is a hockey term.
Baseball finally got it right. Finally got something right. Praise Jesus. People are talking about you.
I got one more suggestion. Penalty box. Yeah. Have a penalty box. Let them go at it for a couple minutes. Oh. Then you separate them and you send them to the penalty box.
It was beautiful.
Glorious. Oh. It's everything I wanted and more, Lou. I couldn't have asked for something better. Like, I had so many different shows I wanted to watch, but no, all I kept looking at was rewatching these guys being checked at, like, they're going through the airport.
You know the thing
it's
I
like, remember when Glenn got strip searched with Jesse Jackson?
Yes. Okay, no, he got strip searched coming back from a Super Bowl. That's what they were checking out.
I saw that video was out there. Lucy Burgess threw it out there. The video was out there once again, but it was very similar to that, and they held me up for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And how many times did Max Scherzer get...
Max, you know, I'll say this about Max Scherzer, okay? I'm really tired of everybody defending Max Scherzer and how we should be pissed off. Max Scherzer is one of the reasons why we are what we are. He should be, everybody in the league should be pissed at a guy like Max Scherzer. Because of him and others, we are where we are. You're getting checked after innings. You're getting checked after the third. You're getting checked mid-inning, which I don't agree with. But still, it's your fault. You were one of the guys that Bubba Harkins, who was fired at a clubhouse out in Anaheim, you were one of the guys that he outed. The text messages are there. Hey, yeah. Bubba, Max needs two batches, please. Hey, Bubba, Max needs stuff ASAP. He's going to pay for overnight shipping, all from the Washington Nationals. Like, it's you're one of the reasons. And you're out here bitching about getting checked after the first inning?
That's that whole, I think thou third protest
inning?
Too much. That's what it is to me.
Stop defending this guy.
He's making such a stink about it. You know he's freaking guilty as crap.
I only use rosin. No, you don't.
He's so full of it.
No, you don't. Scientifically proven.
He's so full
what
of it.
What you do, no, it ain't rosin, brother.
And the worst,
it ain't sunscreen.
And the more they checked him, this just his facial expressions, and he looked pathetic. Can I just say how glorious that was? He looked pathetic.
I ain't defending him.
He definitely needs to go see Matthew Lopresti. He definitely needs to do that. He needs to do something about that hairline.
Little thin up top.
I got a guy that you can go see.
The eye's kind of freaky
out,
too,
but he looked pathetic. Did he not? He looked pathetic. He looked weak. Even when he was, like, walking to the dugout, it just looked like just such a chump. Like, there's no backbone, no manliness about him. You got like caught, and you kept bitching and complaining. Like, somebody was, like you're the victim. Like, how is he the victim in this?
He looked like one of those dumb criminals. You see him on TV every once in a while. You know they're carrying drugs in their car, and then they get stopped.
Yeah.
And so they're opening up the trunk. They're opening up the seats. They're opening up everything.
There's nothing there.
Right, nothing there, man. To keep you away from where the drugs are in the glove compartment.
Look over here. Right. Yeah, it's like some magic trick, right? He's like, look over here, not over here. It was glue.
Crazy.
This is the best thing that could ever happen to Major League
Baseball. I don't think it's a bad thing. We ever talk about, oh, it's a game. Everybody is so confused. This is the thing. There are some people out there that just want to bitch about the game, that don't like the game, you know, that are tired of, you know, long games and, oh, my God, Red Sox, Yankees, they're 4 hours long. So what happens?
Yeah,
so then the pitchers go out there and dominate, okay, and they're striking out everybody, and it's strikeout or home runs. Then you're pissed off because it's either strikeout or home runs and the pitchers are dominating.
Yeah.
Now you go back to this, and they try to even the playing field, and now you're pissed off because they're checking the pitches that are dominating.
Right.
I swear, some people, they don't like the game, or I don't know what their deal is, so they're going to bitch about everything. And then some people that think this is right, now we get long games, they're going to bitch about the length of games again. So there's really no pleasing a lot of people, but don't get it wrong. This chaos that happened last night, it's because of guys like Max Scherzer. Like others, like Gerrit Cole, like Trevor Bauer. So I don't want to hear those guys bitching. DeGrom walked off the mound.
Yep.
He was dealing. He's still dealing.
Yep.
And says, what do you want? And with a smile, you want my hat or my glove? Here you go. I'm fine. You know why these guys are really pissed? Because they can't use the crap anymore.
For Pete's sake.
And we're not talking about sunscreen and rosin. Save it. You can't use your Spider. You can't use your Coke melted down with freaking pine tar from Bubba Harkins anymore. That's why you're pissed.
Yeah, they were living in a dream world where suddenly their pitch was rising. It was moving. It was doing stuff it never did before. And now suddenly they've had it all taken away. I don't have any sympathy for any of those pitchers. I'm with you, Lou. But I will say this. This is the whole police of the umpires and whatever. This is going to be fun. I hope this lasts
gonna be
for
hysterical.
A while. This is fun.
You know what? Yeah. The humiliation, I didn't think had a. I didn't think it. I thought it had a ceiling. I thought the humiliation had a ceiling. But two things happened. When the ump with Scherzer was running his hand through Scherzer's hair.
Oh, it's disgusting.
In the fifth inning.
Sweaty,
nasty. And he's like, go ahead. And the ump was like, I guess I got to. So he's like, oh.
Yeah. And he's got like Trey Young hair.
Oh, it's
you know
just,
what I mean? Where you're like, okay, where is this?
It's
kind of splotchy. What
it's
are we
just
doing?
A lot
here?
Of like a lot of like, you know, bare and spots.
Oh,
yeah, and then our good friend Yarbrough, the pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays.
That dude.
He's getting shelled left and right.
Oh.
And I've never hated a pitcher more than this guy, but they pull his ass, they give him the hook. And then they check him.
Five innings.
He's walking.
Five runs, five hits, two innings, 70 pitches. And they're like, you're using sticky stuff? He should have been like, do you think I am?
Really?
Really? Do you think I am? Do you see that freaking inning?
You might as well, I might as well bend over and just kick me right between my legs as I'm walking to the dugout.
Yeah,
because the humiliation can't get any worse, right?
No, if he was using it at all, then he should just find another profession.
I'll say this, though. One thing I thought was entertaining last night, actually kind of, because listen, I'm on Baseball Savant. I'm doing you go to a game, and if you go to, like, the player breakdown, that's where you find the spin rates, because everyone's trying to figure out how the hell to do it, right? You go to Baseball Savant, you click on a game, you hit the player breakdown, and it gives you all the spin rates. So you're just looking at it, laughing your ass off, right? Like, Cole threw, like, one two-seamer, and one sinker was down 568 RPMs. I laughed my ass off. So Everyone's going down. Except for Darwinson Hernandez. You see, I don't know if you probably are.
I have not been on Baseball Savant yet. I meant to do it before breakfast, but, you know.
So everyone's going down, including, you know, your guys. Erod was fine. Olivino, Taylor, we know that. Andries, these guys, Richards, they got some issues. Darwinson Hernandez fastball went up 165 RPMs. His slider went up 162. He went up 160 on all his pitches last night. Are they lucky they didn't check him? Like, did he just not get the memo? Or is he just, what happened last night with him?
Hey, Lou, he found a different chemist. He's got a different chemist.
He went up.
He's got a masking agent. Something's working for him.
Oh, my God.
Christian, get on Baseball.
Well, that's the worst part about
I've been on it. Just haven't been on it today.
Kittredge down 312, 306. Who was hysterical.
Who was Maxwell? Who was Maxwell?
Who's Maxwell?
I don't know. I just made up a name.
I'm guessing he was down like everyone else. Except for Darwinson. I don't get it. Whatever. So,
that's the worst part about it, is that anybody can find out whether you're cheating simply looking at the spin.
It's not that hard. It's right here. Exactly. This isn't science. It's just like they figured out it's right in front of me.
Right.
Pick
it's like
a guy.
DNA.
I'll tell you what he did last night.
Yeah, it's like DNA. You committed the murder.
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that.
That dude needs a PR agent.
Somebody needs to speak.
All right, we got a lot going on. We got a lot of baseball. We got a lot of other stuff as well. Alex Cora joins us coming up at 2:30 today. Don't look now, but the Red Sox are undefeated against Tampa Bay and the Yankees. Something's going on. Ooh. Something's happening. We'll get to all of that, but we're going to give away some cash.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is OMF on EEI.
You take a look here at what Sergio Romo was dealing with. He was a little bit heated there after the performance. He's immediately thrown off the belt, the glove, the hat, everything.
And the side is retired here in the third. All right, so Scherzer's going to get looked at again, or he's going to give Alfonso Marquez a hug. I'm not really sure which. I think he's just going to get checked out. We go to the fourth.
They're going to check Max here in the middle of an inning?
Oh, anything to try to throw somebody off their game, and Davey rightfully coming out to protect his guy to see what's going on here.
Matt drops his hat, and Carlos Torres is going to get mad at him. This is in the middle of an inning after you struck a guy out, and it was initiated by the other manager. If I'm Davey, I'm not standing for this at all. And now Girardi's going to come out and become a bigger part of it.
I'd have to be an absolute fool to actually use something tonight when everybody's attendance, you know, so far high. And look for anything. I'll take off all my clothes if you want to see me. I got nothing on me.
What did you see that prompted you to ask him to inspect Scherzer?
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010, but I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever.
Maybe next time I'll think before he
sees. I love it. I think Lou said this the other day. If you're a manager and you're telling your pitchers, guys, we can't do this anymore. Can't do this anymore. What you're going to end up doing once you get to games, and you saw it last night, is you're going to become extremely suspicious of the pitchers on the other side because you don't know whether they're doing it or not. So you're probably going to do what Joe Girardi did last night, and that is go check them. Go check them. Keep go check them again.
Well, I'll say this. We were just talking about, see, what Girardi did to me, it's almost like he should go back to, say, like his analytic department, okay, because I can sit here right now as the White Sox play whoever the hell they're playing. I don't know, the Pirates, and see every single pitch and see what the spin rate is on every single pitch. So, in other words, if Garrett Richards goes out there tonight and he's down 250 again like he was in Atlanta on everything, in the first inning, in the second inning, in the third inning, and then all of a sudden the fourth inning he's four pitches deep and all of a sudden he's back to average. His RPMs is back up 250, 300.
So you can see it in real time.
You can see it in real time. I'm seeing it right now.
Right.
So you're telling me during a baseball game, the analytics department, they don't got somebody upstairs right now looking at it, and all of a sudden they're sitting this call down to Alex Cora and so somebody and say, hey, he just jumped 250 in his last five pitches. Go check him. You know what I mean? So Girardi's sitting there saying, he went to his hair. No. That's old school, dude. That just looks fishy.
Yeah.
You got enough data. It's right here in front of you. It's not that hard. You know, just like I said, I could see every single pitch, curveball just now, 2447, four seamer, 2441. Like it's right now from Dylan Cease. I can see every pitch he's throwing.
That's amazing.
So you don't need to go on, it doesn't look right. You got data right here telling you what's right and what's not.
This is not like steroid.
No, era. This is not a guessing game when it comes to spin rate. This is what I tried to say like 2 weeks ago. Like, you know, Red Sox pitchers are struggling. This isn't a guessing game just because the ball's leaving the yard.
Right.
The data doesn't show it until Richards' game. And then here comes Ottavino, Andries, Taylor, all these other guys, right? Yep. But still, it's like, it's not a guessing game.
Yeah, but even if, whether it is or isn't, I mean, there is going to be, like, this is just these you know, the unintended consequences that are rising from this decision. Since Major League Baseball decided to wait and turn a blind eye and let it be a gray area for so long, and then suddenly, just in the middle of a season, go ahead and slap a new set of rules without any time for any of these pitchers to adjust, this is what you're going to get. So obviously the pitchers are mad, but I do like the aspect of gamesmanship, which a lot of managers are going to be able to use if they want to. Because you don't have to have proof. You don't have to have some nerd run down with a big sheet of paper. I broke the code. All you have to do is sit there and say, wow, he's rolling pretty good right now.
Oh yeah,
I can't call a timeout like in the NBA when a team goes on a 19-0 run.
But see, that's
screw
not,
it.
That's
I'm
not
calling
good,
a timeout. Check him.
But that's not good, right? I mean, how
what's
many,
not good?
Well, I understand the gamemanship of it. We'll talk to Corey here in about 10 minutes and ask him about the same thing. A guy's dealing. Rich Hill's dealing tonight. You don't go out there in the third and try to interrupt him. Like guys used to try to step out of the box when a guy's rolling and try to throw him off a little bit. Send the umpire. Make him stand out there for 2 minutes and show his ass. You know what I mean? Here's my hat. Here's my glove. Here's my belt. Whatever, right? But how many times do you want that to happen in a game?
Like, and what do you care?
Well, I'm just saying, how long do you want the game?
That's the fan in you.
So, but is there any kind of punishment if I go check and there's nothing on anyone?
But there's no reason to do
that. You already said
that we know the spin rate in real time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
so
you don't need proof, Glenn. Glenn, here's the thing. You don't need to show proof. You just have to, you know, it's a gut feeling.
So you're saying do it just to disrupt the pitch?
Oh, yeah, gamesmanship.
And you do it again in the seventh? The reliever comes in? Do you do it in the ninth?
I don't think that's good.
But I just think it all depends. I think, like, if you're getting smacked around and then you can't catch up to this pitcher and you feel like he's in a really good rhythm and a really good groove, wouldn't you would like to mess with his head?
Yeah, but you just added 10, 15 minutes of the game. Is that good?
Again, what do I care? My job's on the line. The playoffs are on the line. I mean, it's like this guy's dealing. We're down two runs. It's close. If I could trip him up once and get him I don't know.
See, this is, to me, this is
this
where...
This is part of it.
Well,
why would you not do it?
We ripped, like, you know, MLB for even implementing this thing. It wasn't for getting the stuff out. It was for not thinking it through.
Right.
Which is what they like to do often. Right. So all of a sudden now it's like, okay, so I get it. You took away, even though you know, sunscreen and rosin has already been proven scientifically that it doesn't have huge spikes in spin rate. You took that away for some reason. Stupid, dumb. But now, okay, and how are you going to handle managers who are doing exactly what you're saying? Is there any kind of punishment? This is kind of like a challenge. You know, so does that take away a challenge? Like, I can't challenge if I ask you to go out to the mound, check the pitcher, I can't challenge a play.
It's like flopping. In sports, right?
But all Giardi has to say is like, hey, why did you listen? The guy's grabbing, he's touching
fine.
His hairline.
And if he's fine, then you can't challenge. You lose your challenge for the game.
But the other thing each inning creates, you basically reset and start all over again. So, okay, so fine. I didn't think he was doing anything. Now the game is tied. It's 2-1. And maybe he's, you know, not feeling so good. And he said, you know what, just a little bit. They've already checked me twice. There's no way they'll do it again. Like Scherzer checked him a third time in the fifth inning. I just feel like it's all on the table now. And you kind of have to be a dick a little bit and be willing to be judged and be in like, you know, Captain Hardo like Giardi was, you know. And I don't think every manager is like that. I don't know if Cora's like that. I don't think Cora's like that.
Yeah, but you don't want chaos in the game. I think Lou's already brought it up.
No, you want to win.
Your analytical department can tell you, pitch by pitch, what is going on.
Yeah. You're missing the point, though.
Then you can go find the evidence.
The analytics have nothing to do with it, Glenn. I'm not talking about it.
But I can just call down to the dugout and be like, Alex, he's way up again.
Yeah, I know, but my point is like, even if nothing changes, Lou, even if the spin rate stays the same, but he's dealing, and for some reason, your hitters can't find the freaking bat and ball combination. They can't do it. Listen, I just want to throw him off his spot a little bit.
No, I hear you.
I mean, that's all.
I think it's going to happen. We already saw it last night, of
so
course.
So these are the four-hour games.
But to me, it's like, you know, these pitchers, Rick Christie, you were reading the memo earlier, that like mandatory at least once for a starting pitcher in a game.
More than one mandatory check.
More than one. Okay, so Scherzer throws the first inning. He walks off the mound like someone just kicked his dog, that he has to give up his glove and hat. You know what I mean? Like that, I'm like, what? I get the whole middle of the fifth inning. You have your issue with Girardi. I think that's awesome. But, I mean, to bitch and moan, you know, it's like you've already seen games earlier in the day that this is what they're doing. And he is all pissed off. You know what I mean? And he got out of the inning, whatever. And he's, it's just like, dude, I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for you at all. I don't feel bad for Gerrit Cole. I don't feel bad for Trevor Bauer. I don't feel bad for Adam Wainwright or anybody else that Bubba Harkins has already named. You know, I don't feel bad for any of these guys. I feel bad for the guys that weren't really using anything that are going to go through it. That's who I feel bad for, not for you people.
No.
This is like Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire getting pissed off because in 98 they asked them to take a steroid test.
Yeah, right.
Really? You're going to be pissed off? Why do you think we're doing it, guys? Your head's bigger than it was 2 years ago.
And don't you think when people, just in general, just in life, okay, I know with my kids, when I catch them doing something, when they overdo the explanation or they talk themselves and they overdo their, hey, I'm innocent, I didn't do it. I can't believe you're checking me. That usually leads me to believe that they're hiding something. The guys that, if a guy's not doing anything or they have nothing to worry about and their history is clean, go ahead. All right, fine. Turn around. Okay, cough to the left. Cough. Okay. Okay, fine. Like, to me, all he does is make himself look more guilty.
Well, that's what Scherzer did last night. That was a terrible acting job.
He
was overly dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Overselling it.
Yes. And I think he did it purposely because, you know,
he's trying to make a mockery of it. Like, look what they're doing to the game.
They've taken away his binky.
Yeah.
They've taken away the one thing that he's got
in
the game.
Where he, right. Like you did prior to 2018.
And that's the thing. We're talking about great pitchers in the game. We're not talking about slouch guys. We're talking about the best pitchers in the game. And they're taking away something that's illegal in the game. So you have to go back and get it clean.
And guys like Gerrit Cole are still going to be effective. We saw what DeGrom could do and Darvish and everybody else. It's more about Garrett Richards. Who is he now? Is he a big league pitcher? You know, it's fourth, fifth starters. It's 3, 4, 5. You know, some guys' spin rates aren't that high. You know what I mean? But others, if they're through the roof and they're still only a 3 or 4 in this league, you start wondering who the hell they are. The elite
I'll
guys
definitely
are still
say
pitch.
It's starting to affect people.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, Cole wasn't elite until he went to Houston, and everything jumped 400 RPM. Listen, so who the hell is he, too? We don't know.
We get it. All the pitchers are going to be affected by it. And you're going to get by, and the next 2 weeks are going to be agony, and you're going to sit there and say, they're taking away my most valuable tool, and get used to it. And 2 or 3 weeks from now, we'll get back to hopefully normal. This hour of OMF has been brought to you by, or is brought to you by, Feldman Land Surveyors. At Feldman, they get it right from the ground up. It is Wednesday. Wednesdays with AC. Alex Cora joins us next to talk about this new age of baseball.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. Time for Alex Core. Brought to you by KM. As long as there's KM this summer. Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style, at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. So you ready there, guys?
Hello, Alex. He's watching a commercial. I see a commercial. Shopping online. He's doing some shopping.
What's going on?
What are you buying back there?
What are you looking at? There in the background?
Is this a home shopping network you're on right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's like QVC.
Wow. So how you doing? Everything good?
All good, man. All good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Monday you got an opportunity, the first day, to watch all of these other teams deal with the new security rules in going out and checking up on pitchers. Last night you got to experience it firsthand. I didn't see any of you guys actually drop their pants or anything like that. We saw that elsewhere around the league. So, yeah. How was life in the new era of baseball?
From our end, it was good yesterday. There were no issues. Like I said before the game yesterday, I watched the first guy that was checked was DeGrom, mm-hmm. right? And he's like way above everybody else on the mound right now, and he had no issues. So I do believe everybody should follow suit, right? Obviously, there were certain situations yesterday. I mean, the one in Texas, I don't agree with that one with Romo, but the one in Philadelphia, that was a little bit different. I'm still not sure when they actually checked Scherzer. I'm hearing it was first and third.
Yep.
I don't know how many outs. So that one, that's an interesting one. I just saw an interview by Kershaw saying that if we check on the pitcher, like in that situation, and nothing is found, then something has to happen to the manager. Either get thrown out or we lose a challenge.
Yeah,
something. Because it's and I do believe he's right. For the rhythm of the pitcher, the situation. I don't know if Joe was doing it because of that reason, just to break his rhythm. But it's an interesting one, to say the least.
You know, Alex, we were just talking about that with what Joe decided because he saw him go to his hair a lot. And I'm saying, you don't even need that anymore. And I'm guessing that you guys have somebody looking at a computer during a game like I will be tonight, Baseball Savant, right? And I can see if a guy's down a $1.90, $2.50, and then all of a sudden the third inning, he's back to average again. Like, that would be reason to sit there and say, I've got data. I've got info, like, you know what I mean? To say that, hey, in this fourth mm-hmm. inning, something's different. Like, that would give you reason to go out there and maybe check them, correct?
Yeah. The one thing that I, just going through the game yesterday and watching Urias with the Dodgers, right, on Monday, he gives us 4 right away, and they check on him. Honestly, like, I don't know why you should check a guy that just gave up 4, regardless if he had substance, right?
Yeah, bro, last night.
Let him go. Let him be. Let him roll. You know, you give up 4, let him go. And then he comes back the next inning. I doubt that a pitcher is going to cross the line. You know, somebody's going to get catch, obviously. You know, we still have half a season. But just check him in the next inning. Not when he gives up 4. I mean, does it really matter? You know, like, his stuff was average and he got hit. Why check on him? So there has to be a fine line, you know, a balance. It can't be like every inning. I don't think that's what they wanted to do from the get-go. Obviously, they check on the relievers. It's a little bit weird when you bring the closer and they check on him right away, obviously in a walk-off situation. But it's a work in progress, but You know, I think as far as like stuff, you can see that pitchability is going to come into play. It's going to be very important. Command, expanding the zone, setting up hitters is going to be important. It's not this, you know, we always talk about gorilla ball, right? And in Omaha and in the College World Series back in the day when LSU was beating Miami and the shortstop was crying, you know, just hitting home runs, all that stuff. Well, the gorilla ball of throwing hard up in the zone, just let it rip. It doesn't matter where it's going. I think those times are over.
I don't know. It's like college baseball. What are we doing here?
College baseball.
I can't watch.
You don't remember that.
No. I know what you're talking about. I was teasing you. But I do think, Alex, I do think it's interesting that, and I'll maybe, you know, you can, you know, fill me in a little bit, is these unintended consequences with, I think, the gamesmanship that is going to exist with managers who just, I don't think it's going to be beneath them to try and rattle somebody. So do you anticipate in Major League Baseball maybe kind of, you know, just taking the temperature of the room, seeing how things kind of start, and then introducing new rules, like adding new rules, like you're talking with the managers as far as being penalized?
Honestly, I don't know. This is, I hate to say it, but it's a work in progress, right? I think, you know, we know what happened the last few years as far as like the stuff. And you saw it early in the season. And the rule has been there forever. It's just a matter of, like, you know, they push it, and all of a sudden they start talking about other substances other than rosin and sunscreen. So there's constant communication. Today I talked to Mike Hill and Raul Ibanez about our game, how they handle it, how it go. And on a daily basis, you give feedback. And hopefully, like I said last week, in 10 or 14 days, the talk of baseball is going to be about, you know, the Red Sox playing good baseball, Franco, you know, being one of the best young players in the game, Vladdy. Hopefully that's the case.
All right, let's talk about the Red Sox playing good baseball. You've got a game and a half lead in the division. You've got a terrific divisional record. I know 2 weeks ago you talked about talking to the guys about how poorly they had played over the last couple of years at Yankee Stadium, and now you're 7-0 against the Rays and the Yankees with a lot of games this week against those two teams. Has that been part of this, focusing in on the teams within your division that you must beat if you're going to be a playoff team?
You have to do it. You have to do it, especially this year, when you have four teams that are pretty solid. Obviously, coming into the season, everybody thought it was going to be a three-team race. We did what we did, and now it's a four-team race. And you're going to be banging heads with everybody in this division. And we talk about it before opening day that we need to be better within the division and at Fenway. It didn't work out for 3 days. It was awful. But it's something that you have to take care of business. You have to do it. And the more series you win against the division, the better it is. And in 19, we were bad at home and against the Rays and against the Yankees. Last year, you guys know what happened. So we've done better. You know, we started off well. I think that first series against the Rays, bouncing back from the Orioles, it set the tone for where we at right now. We did a good job offensively. It felt like offensively we can handle these guys. You know, they're good. We know what they do. But we were able to put good at-bats. I think we had like 35 hits in 3 days, and it gave us confidence. And yesterday we felt the same way. You know, we fell behind, but it was just a matter of time of keep putting good at-bats, going the other way, being aggressive against them and do this. And this is something we talk about in spring training and in opening day.
Alex, you got a guy going tonight in Richards, and his last outing, you know, talked a lot after the game. He didn't throw one single curveball in that game. He said he didn't feel comfortable with it. So you got a week in between. Like, where's he at mentally? It seemed like he was kind of rattled after that game.
He's in a good place, to be honest with you. You know, worked on a few things in the bullpen. As you know, you just said it. You know, he didn't use the curveball. Something that we have done this year really, really good compared to last year. We added that pitch. He didn't throw it as much last year. Last year was that four-seamer cutter kind of thing that he has, the two-seamer and the slider. So expect him to use it today. There's a good lineup. I do believe he's been fastball heavy in the inside part of the play against righties. He can actually use it up and away against them and get some swings and misses. So talking to him throughout the week, talking to Bushy about certain things that we did in the bullpen, he should be okay.
And I don't know if E-Rod just throws every Tuesday, because I feel like every time we talk to you, he had just thrown the night before. But I don't know. It's strange watching
him. He was good yesterday, right? He was good yesterday.
Yeah. He was. And we talked last week in Atlanta, and I was saying like the pitch selection looked a little bit different, right? But last night, it's almost – there's always a combination of, you know, five infield singles, an error. You know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, bad luck, but then again, there's some things that he does on his own, too. So it's like, where is he when you look at that performance last night with him?
I was pleased with him. That's why he went out in the sixth inning. He was throwing the ball well, hit by pitch. The pitch that put him in a bad spot, and this is a pitch he's been missing the whole season. You know, we talk about the cutter. He got it back, the change of his back, the four-seamer's back. He used to, like, later in the game, had that two-seamer comeback right to righties to strike him out. He hasn't had that pitch, and he tried to do it with Diaz, and you saw the pitch. You ran away, stay on plane, and he went with the other way with it. That pitch put him in a bad spot. The breaking ball to Franco, you know, that breaking up ball didn't do too much. He stayed back. He said he was looking for it. I'm like, wow, dude, he's really that good, because, I mean, first time he's seen him, he didn't throw too many before. He put a good swing as a home run. But if he goes with a four-seamer up against Diaz, I do believe he gets a swing and miss or a pop-up. So that pitch put him in a bad spot. Besides that, his best fastball of the year, good changeup, good conviction the first four innings, not too much conviction in that inning, but then he finished strong in the sixth. So I'm good where he's at. I know the results are not there, and people are going to say, well, you know, he needs to do better. But for him to go six against that lineup that they like to mix and match with you, and they go with swing path against your stuff, I thought that was probably his best start of the season.
All right, so you get an option for me on this one. Okay, you can either answer a question regarding Chris Sale or who's hitting leadoff.
Danny's hitting leadoff today.
Well, you already answered it. That was easy. Yeah. Well, so then give me Chris Sale then. Just the quick and easy Cliff Notes version of how's he doing.
He's doing good. He's actually facing hitters Saturday at Fenway. Schedule wise, it was supposed to be Friday, but you know, Friday we probably get in with the way we're playing against these guys. We probably get in at 5 a.m. and you know, everything gets pushed back. There's no batting practice, so he'll throw Saturday. I think it's 20 pitches to hitters, and I think that's, you know, we've been talking about the countdown and expectations and getting excited. I think after that, you know, he throws a live BP, and now you can like start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's still far. You know, it's a big tunnel. It's way out there, but you're like, okay, this is going to happen. He threw yesterday. He felt good. The bullpen yesterday was kind of like getting ready for a start. He went to the bullpen, warm up, went to the dugout, was there for 5 minutes, went to the mound, finished his work. He's in a good place, man. And you know, mechanic-wise, the reports were awesome. Good changeup, good slider, velocity. You know, hit 94 again. So that's great. So, you know, I'm very excited for him and where we at as an organization. So Tanner is pitching today, right? He's pitching right now.
Yep. So many things have been going well for this team to this point. I'm wondering if you have any concern whatsoever about your defense. And I say that because the team makes errors, and they made two early in the game last night. But they don't seem to be killing you in the end. Eventually, that's got to catch up to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, we need to be better. We need to be better. The good thing now is that the third baseman, he makes an error and it's not the end of the world. You know, he'll tell you what happened. A few years ago, he'll make an error and he'll carry it the whole game. He'll strike out three times. He probably makes another error and we'll carry it to the next day. And yesterday, he doesn't make that play right away. And he came up to me and he's like, this is what happened. I'm like, good. Okay. Now just go hit a homer, you know, like relax. And he relaxes now. We didn't play particularly well the last day in Kansas City, you know, when, and Lou knows, well, you guys know, I do believe double plays are game changers at this level. And we've been doing a great job turning double plays throughout the season. We've been really good. And we had two opportunities to turn double plays, one with a comeback to Nate. He doesn't catch the ball clean. We get the out at first. And then Christian at second, who usually is sure-handed, you know, he doesn't catch the ball. We don't turn a double play. That game I really didn't like. But, you know, you're going to make mistakes. And one thing for sure, everything that we did pre-game and spring training, using the machine, doing the drills, we're still doing it. We're doing it. The thing is that we're not on a part of the schedule that, you know, we went to Atlanta, it was hot. We went to Kansas City, it was awful. This turf here is not, it's not great. And then obviously this weekend is going to be a long one as far as like the pace of play and getting home early, early in the morning the next day. So we got to take care of them, but I'm not worried. I'm not that worried with the defense.
You know, Alex, I know that Bobby had four punch-outs last night, but he's been hot, you know, the last week or 10 days. And I'm just curious, you know, bottom third of the order, even actually every hitter, have those guys been talking about noticing a difference? Because we were saying, you know, if the fastball doesn't have the spin rate and the curveball's under sharp, maybe you get more production out of some other guys because maybe the stuff isn't as good. Have you heard stuff from the own hitters?
Not yet. Obviously, you know, there's some guys that are making adjustments. Rick Schill, for example, he's not throwing that cutter that much. I mean, like three starts ago, he started throwing a changeup. So subtle changes like that tells you that pitchers are making adjustments. One thing they've done a better job is being on time. And in an era that we're talking about launch angle and get on plane and your back hip and all this crazy terminology that they talk about swings, at the end, Lou, as you know, get on time, see the ball, recognize the pitch, and make your swing decision. Bobby, you know, he cut down his leg kick. He choked up, you know, his bat throughout the at-bat, and he's just making contact now. And whenever he makes contact, it's solid contact. Yesterday, that happens. You know, we know that. Actually, there was a pitch late in the game that it was a ball. He took it. It was called a strike. But I think he's in a good place. And Kike seems like hitting lower in the lineup, he's been able to work the counts and hit line drives. You know, what we've envisioned leading off, he's doing it down there. That's why he's not leading off. I'm like, you know what? He's in good role. Let's keep him there. And they're doing a good job. I think from Hunter down, it's been a lot better than the first 2 months of the season.
Last one for me, Alex. You know, watching Wander Franco, you know, hit that home run after he gets pulled up, called up right away. Does it make you want to fast track Jared Duran at all?
No.
Sure.
Good question. Good try, brother. No, he's doing well. He's all doing right. Well. There's a few guys down there that are doing well. Michael had a great game yesterday. Hit two homers. French is swinging the bat well. Duran, he had the walk off the other day. There's still a few things that he needs to work, especially in a division that, as you guys know, they pitch up in the zone, you know, and we have to cover that pitch. And he's been on and off with that. But like I said yesterday, this kid is going to contribute. The future, like I said, it might be tomorrow or in a month or whatever, but he will contribute, and we're very pleased with the way he's playing.
Pretty good question, though, huh? About a big fella?
Multiple choice and everything. I hit every angle.
Continues to surprise you, does he not? AC, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck down there in Tampa.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. We have breaking news, fellas.
We do.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news.
Got a Woj bomb, and it's not a surprise. The Boston Celtics are finalizing an agreement to hire Brooklyn Nets assistant Ime Udoka as the franchise new coach, sources tell ESPN. Udoka separated himself quickly in Brad Stevens' search process, and this was something we talked about yesterday that we assumed, and maybe we were right about, including significant support from Celtics players who were impressed with Udoka after working with him with Team USA
in the Worlds 2 years ago. So the players obviously had tremendous input.
He's got three of
and
them.
Right? And they get a guy that they wanted to be their coach, and that's where Brad Stevens went.
All right, you want to do this now? You want to wait till we come back?
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll break it down, analyze it. Good question again. Mm-hmm. When's the good question?
I hope all you green teamers, you sensey green teamers, are happy you got a coach now. Get to you people next, too.
We'll do that next right here in OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.